Court finds the defendant guilty of solicitation for prostitution. $50 fine. Next case.
Let's go, Miss Kitty.
May I say that even though the able Judge Stone is still on vacation, your sense of sure, swift justice, along with that... haunting fragrance has more than filled the void.
Is he always such a bootlicker?
Shinola's Dan's favorite flavor. Next case, People versus Father Luke Murray.
Yes, Your Honor, this is a destruction of public property charge. The police were called to find Father Cool Hand Luke here, severing the heads off of parking meters in front of his parish church.
I did it. I'm guilty. Forgive me, please.
Defense?
Right out the window after that.
Those meters were forcing my elderly parishioners to walk too far. I guess I must have snapped.
Got a little hot under the collar, did we? Your Holiness.
A moment, please, Your Honor, to counsel the good father on his plea.
Father, do you want to change your plea?
No.
Then guilty it is. $25 fine plus repairs to the meters.
Wait, no, please, not yet. You can't do that. Just give me 5 more minutes. I'm sure I can get through to him.
You've had your opportunity.
Your Honor, Judge Stone would give me the chance.
So would your mommy. But she's not here either. Next case.
Right this way, Father.
What's next, Mr. Robinson?
Excuse me, Judge Gardner. I can't believe what I just saw here. You rushed my client through like a bullet train.
Miss Sullivan, any more of this and I'll cite you for contempt.
But he didn't have a prayer.
$50, not another word about the case.
Your Honor, he was denied.
$100.
But he...
$200.
Your Honor, you...
$300.
Sold, American. Got kind of caught up in the spirit.
Let me warn you, Counselor. Any more of this, and the next step will be jail.
Hey, Bull.
Hi, Your Honor. I thought you were on vacation.
I just got back. What's new?
The cafeteria raised the price of donuts a nickel.
No, wait! This is not fair! This is a travesty of justice! This is not fair! This is not fair!
A nickel?
Okay?
Under the circumstances?
Good. Hungry for a man yet?
Dan!
Listen, I know how needs can build up over time.
Dan, I've only been in here a half an hour.
Poor baby!
Hi, guys.
Your Honor!
Hi, Harry. Welcome back.
Thought I'd drop by and see how the other half lives.
Like galley slaves, sweaty and full of fire.
Personally,
I love it.
So, how was your vacation?
Oh, terrific. I followed the route that Mel Torme took with the Chico Marx Band in the 42 tour. From Chicago to L.A. in the footprints of the velvet fog. I stayed in the dingiest dives. I ate in the greasiest spoons. Of course, I was so excited I couldn't keep anything down.
Sounds like a dream come true. I'd love to hear about it somehow if I ever get out of here alive.
Ah, yeah, I did notice that you've moved since we spoke last.
Can you believe that, Judge? I was just trying to get a little more time with my client. I was just fighting for his rights, and bam!
You were nagging her, weren't you?
I was just fighting for my client's rights to have full benefit of counsel. I wanted him to have the same chance. Yes, I was nagging her. But I was nagging her with a purpose.
Yeah, well, even so, if I were you, I'd look for the first opportunity to apologize.
Well, you are not me. And Christine Sullivan will never apologize to Queenie, the quick-draw gavel banger. Never, never, never.
Well, as long as you keep an open mind. Miss Sullivan, a cockroach and a rat walked up to a bar.
Sir, I'm not in the mood for jokes.
No, no, no. A cockroach and a rat just walked up to that bar.
You have got to get me out of here.
Well, I can't overrule her, but I could talk to her, you know, judge to judge, try to explain things.
But don't you dare apologize to her for me.
I wouldn't think of it. Maybe I can catch her before dinner break. Hi. I'm Harry Stone. You like the tie, don't you? I don't blame you. This is my favorite. This one glows in the dark and says, "Kiss me, you fool."
Bailiff?
No, I don't think you understand. You see,
I have this geek removed.
Sure.
Come on, Your Honor.
Your Honor? Oh, my God, you're not Judge Harold Stone.
Yes, the geek in question.
Thank you, bailiff.
Yes, ma'am.
Bull, would you really have thrown me out?
We'll never know, will we?
I thought you weren't supposed to report back to the bench until Monday.
Oh, I'm just here to check my mail and to come back down off cloud nine. I've spent the last 10 days tracing the musical legacy of Mel Torme.
Why?
Because he happens to be the greatest talent this country has ever produced. You know that Mel Torme once held a note so long that it shattered a glass with such force that the shards penetrated human flesh. Ah, but I see you're eating. Judge Gardner, I'm really here to ask you if you'd talk to me about Christine Sullivan.
I'd rather not discuss her case.
But
I said I'd rather not discuss the case.
Oh. Okay, sorry to bother you.
Judge Stone, I'm sorry to sound so cold. I'm a new judge, and I just tend to be a bit guarded.
Well, no offense, but it wouldn't hurt you to loosen up a little bit. I just wanted to talk.
Fine. Say, 8 o'clock? My place? For drinks. And bring the tie.
Hi, guys.
Hi, sir.
Judge?
Would you mind if I have a few moments alone with Miss Sullivan?
I'm sure she could spare the time.
Cheer up. There's rumors of spam balls for lunch.
Hi, I'm sorry I'm a little late.
Oh, really? When you said you'd be right back, I assumed you meant the same day.
Yeah, well, I apologize for that. You know how time flies when you're having fun.
They deloused me, sir.
I didn't notice that hint of mint.
So, did you see the judge?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, what did she say about my case?
Say, did you see that Wild Kingdom special last night?
What did she say?
Well, actually, Eve and I never got around to discussing your case.
Eve?
It's her first name. It's a palindrome.
What?
That's one of those words you can spell backwards or forwards the same.
Huh?
Huh, that's a good one. Huh, H-U-H, huh.
Sir.
Okay, all right. I might as well be honest about this. Eve and I, we had a sort of date, kinda.
You and Eve had a sort of date, kinda? Oh, wow, that's just fantastic. That's really very nice, sir. Why didn't you sleep with her while you were at it?
Well, if you want to get technical, neither of us actually slept.
I can't believe this! I can't believe this! I get thrown into this stinking, filthy
Thank you.
Hi, Harry.
Hi, Dan.
You bagged the judge. All right, I want details. I want sights. I want sounds. I want photos if you got them.
Dan.
All right, okay, okay. Just tell me one thing. Is she...
Stwicked? Dan, you go ahead and you have your fun, but I want this thing kept in confidence. You got that?
No human will ever know.
Put her there, stud.
As I said, no human will ever know.
Guilty as charged, $90 and time served. Next case.
Excuse me. Aren't you the judge that...
Yes, yes, I did it. I slept with her. We made love in exciting ways all night long. All right? Are you happy?
I was just going to ask if you were the judge that spoke to our church group last month.
That too.
Call the next case.
Christine Sullivan. Held over on her contempt charge.
As is customary in these cases, I've ordered you back to give you the opportunity to apologize to this court.
Your Honor, I just want to say that something I believe in is far more important than my comfort. And no matter what others may do, I personally cannot bring myself to compromise a principle.
So what you're saying then is that...
I'd sooner my body was covered with weeping sores than apologize to you.
Your Honor, may I approach the bench as a friend of the court?
Friend?
Ha! Ah. You may step forward.
Your Honor, I would like to see you alone in my office.
I bet you would.
Judge Stone, can this wait?
I'm afraid it can't. It has a direct bearing on this case.
All right. The court will take a short recess.
Believe it or not, I'm doing this for you.
Well, try not to call out my name. It's considered bad form.
Pardon me, sir, but how long are you two going to be adjudicating each other?
Cheap shot, Mac.
Thank you.
Looking for somebody? What do you think?
I like it.
I was going to surprise you with this later, but you just couldn't wait, could you?
Well, actually, Eve, I didn't ask you here for personal reasons.
Then why did you ask me here, Thumper?
Talk?
Can anyone ever tell you it's not polite to talk with your mouth full? Now, what did you want to say?
I forgot.
Oh, did you bring it? How did you get it past the guards?
Would you frisk him?
Okay, hit me. That smelled wonderful. What is it?
Lemon pledge.
Let's talk. Come on. You see, Miss Sullivan, she's kind of naive.
I love the way your nostrils flare when you're talking.
Let's forget my nasal passages, huh? I want to talk to you about Miss Sullivan. She's got certain qualities that you should be aware of.
She's boisterous, nagging, and bullheaded.
You're aware of them. But that's not the whole picture. Now, the Miss Sullivan I know, she's the type who still believes you can change the world with a smile, or a kind word, or trying to treat someone with decency and common respect. She probably does deserve to be locked up. Eve, it is real important to me that you try to understand Miss Sullivan the way I do. There was a time not long ago we had this band of homeless vagrants in our court, and Miss Sullivan, she took them to her apartment, into her own apartment. Now, what kind of person does things like that?
A jerk?
Yeah, they robbed her blind. But that just goes to show how deep her compassion and her conviction runs. You talk about flaring nostrils? Boy, when that girl starts arguing, her little suckers are flapping and flying all over her face.
So, what are you going to do about it?
What am I going to do about what?
The crush you have on her.
Crush me on Miss Sullivan? No.
You do.
Oh, come on, Eve.
I saw it in your eyes. Just now.
Well, that's probably some dried gunk. Really, that's the silliest thing I ever heard.
Is it?
Yeah.
Come here. Okay? Think of her.
Okay.
Now kiss me. Oh, God. Oh, baby. Oh, God.
No. No. It's not possible. I'm a judge. She's a lawyer.
You're a man. She's a woman.
Okay, technically it's possible.
You know, if I thought it would do any good, I'd put up a fight, Harry. But I know better. I've seen that look before. Eve. Harry, you're quite a guy. You're compassionate, you're charming, and you're taken.
Miss Sullivan?
Well, if it isn't Judge Oliver Wendell Hormone.
Excuse me, I have to go rinse out my Slenderalls.
This I gotta see.
Miss Sullivan, I want you to know that Eve and I are not seeing each other anymore.
Oh, a spat over a constitutional interpretation?
No. In fact, she made me realize something, and it's something that concerns you.
What, that I'm the only one showering down here without a tattoo?
Is that pledge?
You said you would help me, and you deserted me. I needed you, and you forgot about me. I'll tell you something, friends like that I don't need.
But...
why don't you just get out of here and forget about me? That seems to be something you're good at.
By the way, Judge Gardner said you're free to go. Your release papers should be down here in an hour. So I guess that makes two things I'm pretty good at.
Excuse me, please. Do you have the time?
Time? You ask me for the time? You festering heap of compost! How dare you ask me for the time? Worms will be gnawing their way through your eye sockets before I give you the time of day!
We get some strange ones down here.
Woman troubles, eh? May I? An ancient legend tells of the man who thought himself too strong and wise to show his inner feelings. So when he had a problem, he shielded himself in a cloak. Until One day, he suffocated under the weight of his dismay.
You know, you're right. I can't keep this inside. I have to talk to her. Thank you. Thank you very much. I got something to say to you, and I have to say it now, so please, please listen to me. It has recently come to my attention that I have some feelings for you, and I'm confused by them. So I have to sort them out. And for that, I'm gonna need time.
Take all the time you need.
Introducing BioChannel at 8. Every night, you'll see stars at 8.
I'm not the genius they say I am, and I'm not the idiot they say I am.
Close-ups at 8.
If you lose confidence in what you're doing, then it takes an awful lot to get to the end of the scene.
Life is great every night on...